Till news time, 8:59. Triple Team traffic starts again in the traffic center with Andy Farnsworth.
Travel times on I-15 from Draper to downtown back to the 15-minute minimum. A little bit of slowing on 6 South, a little more than usual as you come off the freeway into downtown, so be prepared for that. Redwood Road, not bad through West Jordan. Bangor Highway, actually all clear now. You shouldn't have anything more than just waiting at a random red light to get to the airport, Eric Butler. A
couple of busy spots in Utah County. Provo 300 South and University Avenue and Enorm University Parkway as you go by the south end of UVU. But I-15, despite some wet spots, still looking good as far as velocity from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Alicia?
Well, you still got power outages on the west side of Layton-Clearfield area, causing some problems through those main intersections where traffic lights are malfunctioning. So plan some time there on your freeway drive. You're going to see slow and go from Layton through Kaysville on and off. And then again, right through the North Interchange. That ramp is still closed in North Salt Lake from southbound US 89 in North Salt Lake connecting onto southbound I-15. Due to flooding overnight, you'll be forced onto Beck Street through that spot. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Forecast.